Get your fill of baseball news and beer reviews at foulballarea.com. Follow our blog for the latest news around the baseball world and read about some of our favorite ballpark beers. Tune into the podcast every Wednesday as we take a deep dive into the topics of the day. Stay connected by signing up for our mailing list or following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at foulballarea. Now, here's today's episode of the Foulball Area Podcast with Matthew Atkins and Trey Lyle. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special Friday edition of the Foulball Area Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. It is a special episode because we have a very special guest joining us today. We're going with a little bit more of a local angle for my Harrisonburg, Rockingham County area listeners, fans of the RCBL, but with a little bit of a national twist, as our guest today spent a few seasons in the San Diego Padres minor league system, made it all the way up to AAA with the El Paso Chihuahuas, but he is back in Rockingham County this summer playing with the Bridgewater Reds. So I'm very excited to be joined by Chris Huffman of the Bridgewater Reds on today's episode of the podcast. Chris, you're playing for Bridgewater this summer, but you've played a summer in the RCBL before, is that correct?
Yeah, right. I played with Broadway this summer before I went to and played at JMU.
So what's it been like being back in the RCBL this summer?
It's fun. I mean, I think the team's great. We have a great group of guys, and I feel like they go out there and compete every night, and there's some stuff I can see that we can definitely clean up on, but I think that we'll definitely start to get things going in the right direction.
How exactly did you end up playing in the RCBL this summer? I know you had been in the Padres system, and just take me through the journey that brought you back to Rockingham County for this summer.
So I had Tommy John surgery in 2018. No, it was 2019, sorry. May 1st, and so I was out there rehabbing, and I was getting ready to start my bullpen part of my rehab, and then the coronavirus hit, and then they sent us all back home, and so they kind of just had me on a long toss program until, I think it was like a few weeks ago, they called me and released me, and I had George Loss and Derek Schiffa like took me out to dinner and asked me what how I was doing, and I guess they were both playing for Bridgewater, and they had asked me to play, and I told them I wasn't, you know, like I wasn't really sure because I wasn't completely healthy yet, but I think that like just being around the game and, you know, being around the atmosphere, it's definitely been awesome.
Yeah, I was wondering if Derek Shiflett had a role in bringing you to Bridgewater this year, because I know you guys both went to Fort Defiance. You played together at JMU, so are you guys pretty close?
Yeah, definitely. We played baseball and basketball growing up together, so definitely consider him pretty close. And then George, he coached me when I played with the Stanton Braves, so I definitely, you know, trust him, and definitely another close friend that I have.
So after JMU, you got drafted by the Padres in 2014. What was that whole experience like for you, getting drafted and heading to play pro baseball?
It was definitely, I guess I was a little nervous at first. You know, I was never really away from home, like going to JMU and playing at Fort. I was kind of always around in the area and while I was playing baseball, so this was like the first time I was going to be away for an extended period of time and actually like being away from all my friends and stuff, so I was a little nervous about that, but once I got out there, I kind of just like mainly had all of my focus just beyond baseball and, you know, doing what was asked of me. And it was definitely a great experience. I feel like I got to see, you know, a lot of places and cities that I never would have been able to or never would have thought to have even visited while I was out there. So.
Yeah, it looks like that whole experience actually took you pretty far from home, because the Padres is obviously a West Coast team, and most of their minor league affiliates, it looks like, are either on the West Coast or at least in the Midwest or Texas area. So it looks like you got to go around and, you know, get pretty far out there.
Yeah, it was definitely fun.
So in your time in the minor leagues, who would you say is the best player that you got a chance to play with, like on a team with, and then who's the best player that you got to play against?
I'd say the best player I played with was, it was only for like maybe an inning. I think he ended up hurting his thumb, but it was Fernando Tatis Jr. I played with him when I got, or when I was in Double A in 2018, and he's definitely really, I think he's a great player. He knows the game well, and he's definitely talented too. Just some of the stuff like that I've seen him do in person is kind of unbelievable. I never really got to watch him play because I was always kind of a group, I guess, or like a level above him while he was coming through, but I thought that was pretty awesome getting a chance to watch him play. I think the best player I've played against, I'd say Howie Kendrick. I actually got him out twice, which was pretty cool. The first time I struck him out, and then the second time he grounded out a third. But I always remember kind of watching him when I was in like college and stuff. I remember him being a really good player, and I thought that was kind of my first big leaguer that I faced, who was like down on a rehab assignment. I was a little nervous for that, but it was definitely a cool experience to kind of see like how my stuff played, or, you know, it's kind of my first, like, I think I could kind of, like, gauge how my development was progressing.
Did the nerves go up a little bit each level in the minor leagues? You know, you get up another level, bigger stadiums, higher quality of play. Did the nerves go up with each new level?
I think there's always that little, you know, kind of voice in the back of your head. It's like, okay, well, you're starting to get closer, like, to the big leagues and stuff. Like, so, I mean, the competition's going to be a little better, but I tried to just, like, talk myself down and, you know, say it's just the same game. Like, you've been playing since you're 6 years old. It's just go out there and have fun, you know, kind of, I feel like I wasn't as nervous as I thought I would be, because I feel like I was able to be prepared for it, just like mental preparation and physically as well. I feel like I was, you know, pretty prepared every time I was moved up.
So I saw your piece in the TV news WHSV the other week, and you said that you're still trying to get fully in shape before you start pitching for Bridgewater this year. I don't think you've pitched yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
So do you think you're getting close, or you'll make an appearance in a game soon, or what do you expect?
Yeah, I think maybe looking somewhere into next week, just kind of depending on how I would like to throw like one or two more bullpens and just make sure I'm like good to go. I'll just kind of wait and see how I feel after those.
So what are your goals for this season, or what do you hope to get out of playing in the RCBL this year?
I mean, it's always nice to win a championship, so that'll definitely be one of my goals. Or just, you know, do anything I can to help the team win a championship, whether it be, you know, going in there throwing one inning or trying to help guys out. If they come up and ask me any questions, like any way I can help out, you know. Yeah, I was kind of just trying to have fun right now. And if anything happens, if anybody calls, then probably take the next step when that time comes. But I guess for right now, just trying to focus on being healthy and just helping out the team as much as I can.
I was kind of wondering how that works if you get another shot in pro ball with a major league team. If I would think they'd have to reach out to you, but if you wanted to try playing independent league next summer, would you reach out to teams, or do they still have to reach out to you? How does that work?
I think I'm not exactly sure how it works either. But I think I would probably have to reach out to them, or, you know, just let them, send them video or something, and like kind of let them know that I'm healthy again and I guess ready to go.
All right. Well, Chris, I thank you so much for your time, and I wish you best of luck with Bridgewater this season and whatever comes after that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So that was Chris Huffman of the Bridgewater Reds joining me on Foul Ball Area today. He was in the Padres system for a few years, playing in the RCBL again this season and hoping to get another shot at pro baseball after this season. My thanks to Chris for joining me on today's episode of the podcast. Thank you all for tuning in to a special edition of Foul Ball Area. Make sure to check out our latest blog posts while you're here. Sign up for our mailing list so you can get blogs and podcasts delivered right to your inbox every morning from Foul Ball Area. And if you don't already, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Foul Ball Area. That's all I've got for this week's episode. I'm Matthew Atkins. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Foul Ball Area podcast. Make sure to leave a review and a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe so you get new episodes as soon as they come out. Thank you.